B.J. Bill Kling started Kling Engineering in 1975, but by then his own surveying skills had been tapped in most every arena that you can imagine, including in World War II as an infantry soldier with the 102nd. His unit sailed overseas late in the European campaign in 1944, in time for the Battle of the Bulge, in time to witness the surrender of thousands of German troops, many soldiers who were interrogated by Bill Kling. After the war, Bill Kling entered Texas A&M as a 30-year-old freshman. After the war, he met Floris, and they've been married for 57 years. Like so many soldiers of that time, what was supposed to be a one-year hitch changed after the events of December 7th, 1941.
October of 41, my draft number came up, and I had an opportunity to be deferred because I was doing some work for Matagorda County, living in Bay City. I chose to go ahead and enter the service and serve my year's time and come back and get about my life. But Pearl Harbor came along about that time, in December of that same year. So it was almost 5 years later before I got to take up my civilian life again.
Bill Kling moved from base to base, Fort Sam, Fort Sill, Camp Barkley, eventually to Fort Devens, Massachusetts.
And our mission there and what we did for the next several months was to establish the routine that was used for landing craft throughout the Pacific and European theaters.
In the winter of 1942, Bill Kling found himself stationed near Lake Huron, in New York. Pretty cold there, so he looked for a change.
Snow was about 2 feet deep, and it was cold. Being from Texas, I was ready to get out of there, so there was an opportunity to apply for officer's training school. So I applied for officer's training and was accepted and sent back to Fort Sill for officer candidate training. In December of that year, I was graduated as a second lieutenant. In January, assigned to the 102nd Division, which was being formed at Camp Maxey.
That was in Paris, Texas, where he was joined by other soldiers, soldiers from New York, from Illinois, guys not quite accustomed to the Texas terrain.
Well, they'd spent their life on concrete pavement, and they didn't know about post oak trees and grass burrs, and we'd go out in the field, and it was a real learning experience.
More moving for Bill Kling from Paris, Texas to Camp Swift near Bastrop to Fort Dix, New Jersey, eventually to New York for a direct boat ride to the European Theater at Cherbourg, France. Tomorrow, Bill Kling will talk about his service in Europe, the Red Ball Express, how his skills of surveying were used to fight the war. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law, Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law,
846-9608. The story of B.J. Bill Kling, his story of service in the European Theater in World War II. His 102nd Infantry Unit floated across the Atlantic near War's End, and because of that, they were among the first units to sail directly from the mainland to France, not stopping off in England.
I think we were the first division to sail directly from the States to the continent of Europe, so we landed at the port of Cherbourg. My next task was with our executive officer, Colonel Watkins, to run the Red Ball Express.
Normandy is best known, of course, for the invasion, but after that, well, Bill Kling recalls his unit driving what was called the Red Ball Express.
The Red Ball Express had 500 2.5-ton trucks and 1-ton trailers. Their mission was to move all the supplies from the beachhead up into the combat area where soldiers needed, and this was everything from food to ammunition to beds, shoes, all supplies were moved on Red Ball Express.
When we talk equipment, we mean big and small.
That's right. Now, of course, what the Red Ball Express moved was the supplies, trucks you drive, supplies that were that you could load on a truck, movable by truck.
Right.
We used two one-way roads through France, one going from the beachhead up to the combat area and one returning. There was no civilian traffic or anything else allowed, nothing but military and Red Ball Express.
Bill Kling is an engineer, and those skills came in mighty handy fighting the war. Engineering skills that determine where the guns would be fired for most effect.
The United States field artillery, Army field artillery, was the most efficient of any unit compared to the British, the French, and the Russians, and the Germans. We were able to take artillery pieces and fire more guns on the same target accurately than anyone else. And this was because the first thing that we did when the artillery battery and battalion went into position was to tie the four guns in a battery together. The next mission was to tie the three batteries of the battalion together. Then the next mission was to tie the battalions all together and tie them into the, and then when I say tie in, this determined the location of each gun with reference to every other gun, so that when you fired one gun on a target, you could with very little mathematics or effort, you could fire all of them on it.
Now, next Tuesday, we will finish up the story of service of Bryan's B.J. Bill Kling. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, attorneys at law.
We told you about B.J. Bill Kling of Bryan, his service in the European theater at World War II. Talked about how the engineering skills he used in his career were honed during the war. Knowing how and where to aim the guns gave the Allies a distinct advantage. Hi, I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Later in the war, Bill Kling's 102nd Infantry Unit was involved in interrogation of German prisoners. And the questions asked, well, they're not what you would expect.
Well, one of the common things that we tried to interrupt was the hot meal that a soldier got in the wintertime in cold weather is a real morale booster. If he's eating cold meals in a foxhole all the time, it gets pretty dreary. So if he can meet even in small groups with some of his compadres and have a hot meal, even if it's nothing but a hot cup of coffee, it's a tremendous morale booster. We realized that early on and made an effort to interrupt this. So one of the questions that we would typically ask was, do you have a hot meal every day, and what time is it? We wouldn't try to ask them the military capabilities of their unit, because they were well versed in the Geneva Convention, but you would ask what most people would consider irrelevant questions, which once you fit them together form a pattern. I think we were effective in doing this.
Kling's wartime career included action in the northern edges of the Battle of the Bulge. It's impossible to tell all the facets of his service. One event he does recall is the boat ride home from Europe. He thought maybe his time was up then because of the weather.
We left out of Marseille, France, sailed through the Straits of Gibraltar and headed for the Virginia coast. Not too far out, we ran into a storm. This is in January, December and January of 45, 46. The weather got so bad that sailors were not allowed, or none of us were allowed out on deck except in an emergency situation, and then that was with safety harness on. The lines that you could see outside the ship, the seawater would freeze to where they were 4 to 6 inches in diameter. The waves were 50, 60 feet high. You'd look out the porthole and you looked up to see the the crest of the wave when the ship was down in the trough of the wave, which I think wisely turned south and added about a week to our time coming back. There were four of us that played bridge all the time when there, and for a long time, and maybe somewhere around the house, I've still got the score pad. We were up to almost 40,000 points.
B.J. Bill Kling and his wife, Floris, have been married 57 years. He entered A&M as a 30-year-old freshman, graduated in 1953, went to work for the railroad in St. Louis before an old professor offered him a job in Bryan. He started Kling Engineering in 1975. Thank you for your service, B.J. Bill Kling. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.